Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Good morning and top of the morning to all our listeners. Yes, you're tuned into Radio Africana and you're welcome to another edition of Morning Dew. As always, it is a pleasure to have you with us this morning. And let's just commit our session to the Lord, the King of Kings, the King of Glory, the Ancient of Days, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the one who is our source, our sufficiency, the one that is more than enough. Father, we just acknowledge you today, you know, in this wonderful day that you have made, the opportunity that today brings, the breath of life that you're giving to us. We just thank you, Lord, for the blessings of God that make it rich and added no sorrow. We know we are beneficiaries of those blessings, and so we acknowledge you even in those blessings, in all our ways, in all that we do. Even our session today, we acknowledge you. We ask that you take total and absolute control. We ask, Father, that there be an abundance of the presence of your Spirit. As you are a God of abundance, you come to full measure. Lord, fill us to overflow. Fill us so that we have more than enough to minister to those that come in contact with us in our lives through this forum and every other sphere of our lives. We ask this of you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Good morning and happy new year again to everyone. Yes, new season, new, you know, task. We want to make sure that we're going to do something different in this season, regardless of the obstacles, the challenges that we face. So I did promise last week that I would try and have a look at some values and core values and understand what they mean, how they affect our decision making and different aspects of who we are on a day-to-day basis. Every time you want to change, every time you want to become something, you want to take delivery of something, then you have to start thinking in the frame of who it is you're becoming, and in the frame of who you will be looked at when you have attained, achieved, and taken delivery of what it is you anticipate. So change is absolutely inevitable for anyone that is going to progress, going to mature, going to grow. And so we need some things to help us in this process of change. And we want to look today in more detail at fundamental, you know, beliefs that we have, sometimes referred to as core values, right? And they are guiding principles. And these dictate behavior and action. We mentioned some of this last week when we're talking about our beliefs and our faith and how they shape who we are. So what you believe in affects who, you know, who you are. It affects how you perceive things, you know. It affects, you know, what it is that will take you through the tough times of life, even when there's no, you know, assurance, when there's no report to hold on to, there is no, you know, beam or beacon to anchor yourself on. There has to be something that is still pushing you, that dream will come through. You know, even in the darkest hours, you have to have something that is driving you. So the fundamental beliefs and the guiding principles that dictate our behavior, even in such times, and our actions, and also on a consistent basis, are what we refer to as our core values. There are things we must have some understanding of, and we want to be able to look into, you know, what some of them are, having a basic understanding, and that they make sure we understand they are crucial to both individual well-being and our collective stability. That's very important. These core values are crucial to both your individual well-being and your collective stability. You know, there are things you believe in that regardless of whatever you're confronted with, you remain unmovable. Hello, somebody. You remain unshakable. You'll be able to stand even in the midst of, you know, turbulent seasons, you know, in the midst of violent trends, weathers, you know, unexpected turbulences in your journey. They make you stand firm. And that's why the other part is your collective stability. And, you know, that reminds me of integrity, where you have stability, the stableness in every sphere of your life. Now, that is a very strong place to get to. And not many people get to that place where there's collective stability in every sphere of their life. So our core values help us in building that foundation. They form as a stability. Just reminded a few minutes ago before today's recording, you know, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It brings tremendous power on the scene to bear, to deal with situations and circumstances. Amazing what the, you know, fervent prayer of a righteous man can do. However, in the same scripture, it tells us that if the foundation is destroyed, what can that righteous man do? So there are things that will disarm a righteous man. There are things that will not make, you know, his strength to be made manifest if they are not in place. And said, if the foundation be destroyed, if the foundation is faulty, if the foundation is not well constructed, if the foundation has been compromised in one way, shape, or form. And so we have to look at the things that form our foundations, the things that we learn in our formative years, right? You know, they act as an internal compass, these core values, for making life decisions. internal compass for direction, for navigation. Do I go to the left? Do I take the decision to go to the right? Do I pause? Maybe there's going to be a third option. All of those decisions in life will be formed, you know, influenced to some degree by your core values. And then show consistency between actions. So from one action to the other action, you know, it helps you to have some consistency. This is part of that stability we're talking about, you know, and beliefs. So again, also your beliefs, you want them to be some consistency in your beliefs. And so they help you to reduce internal conflicts. Okay, I know I've said a lot of things there, I'll just go over it again. All right, and these are directly linked to your mental and physical health. That's quite a lot there about core values. Right, so they act, these core values, they act as an internal compass for making life decisions, ensuring consistency between actions. So you take the right actions part time. Because you are operating from a place of stability, every decision is informed by solid principles. So you are consistently taking the right actions per time. Whenever you're called upon, you deliver wisdom. Whenever you're called upon, whatever the things you are taking, you know, deciding or giving as counsel comes from a wellspring of wisdom. It's not fleety. It's not emotional. There's stability now. You know, it also brings stability to your beliefs. They are firm, they are rooted, you know, reducing internal conflict. So they help us to reduce internal conflict. Another way of looking at this is that where you don't have core beliefs, when you don't have this core foundation, then you find there's a lot of conflict. So conflicts is an indication that maybe there's no stability in the foundation, all right, and that needs to be examined, which also is directly linked to our mental and physical health. Okay, so we'll take that as a kind of definition to some degree of core values. So one of the things I like about it is that if you invest in your core values, okay, they tend to serve you well in the future. They tend to serve you well in the future. They tend to, you know, have made certain decisions, you know, those life crucial decisions ever before you get to what I call the crossroads of life, you know, and so they're really remarkable in that regard. Right, so having mentioned core values, I just want to drop a few of them now. And then we'll carry on with our study. So we'll look at a few as we go along. And then we see how many we can pick in the course of our study. And then look at different aspects of core values and what's important to understand. The first core value I want us to look at is dependability. If you are dependable, you're a person that offers, that others can rely on. Your value, you know, valuing this dependability means you enjoy the trait in others or you exhibit it yourself. So take that slowly. Dependability as a core value is if you're dependable, you are a person that others can rely on. So that might be something for 2026. You want to really anchor yourself and listen, I want that thing to really matter for me in my life in 2026. So I'm going to become more dependable. You'll have to really understand what it means to become a dependable person, what it is others look onto, why would they look at you as a dependable person, you know. What are the qualities? What are the traits you will exhibit? How do I become dependable? Am I a man of my words? Will I keep my timing? Am I there when I'm supposed to be on time? You know, can I be relied on for decision making? There's a lot that comes around being a person who is dependable. Right. Another one is integrity. And that's a one of the ones I really like. It talks about that congruency. It talks about that stability all around, collectively. So having integrity in the workplace or at home means that you do the right thing even when no one is watching. You're telling the truth comes naturally, and you likely don't talk behind others' back. So integrity, that's another core value some people, you know, really like to hold on to, making sure I'm a person, an individual of integrity. All right, then we have generosity. Yeah, being generous doesn't always have to be about money. You can be generous in your time, in your kindness, and in anything. So you might want to consider generosity as a core value in 2026. I'll stick two more and then we'll continue with our study for today. Generosity, right? So we've talked about generosity. Okay, not being about money, but you can be generous with your time, your kindness, and anything else. Then courage. Exhibiting courage involves knowing something scares you, right? But doing it anyway. That's courage. You know, rather than giving way to fear or giving way to things that will hold you back, you're courageous that in spite of that, you know, challenging situation, you're going to go ahead. You're going to go beyond the barriers. Come what may, I'm going to get to my destination. Because we all have different fears and weaknesses. So courage, you know, looks different in every person. So what one person might call courageous may be physical courage. Another person is just mental courage, you know, can do attitude regardless. So courage, very, very good one. And finally, for this session, gratitude is the act of appreciating what you have. That's a good core value to have. You know, one way to practice gratitude is by writing down what you're grateful for each day. You know, the old song says, write your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Okay, so we've looked at, you know, some examples of core values. We've explained some of them to some degrees, all right? And we want to now look further in some of the importance of core values. Now, let's look at importance of core values, say, at home. Importance of core values at home. So core values can influence your decision making in different spheres of your life. So now we want to consider core values at home. From the foundation for character development, your core value, yes, core values taught at home, such as honesty, empathy, and respect. I think we talked about respect, responsibility, and perseverance, resilience last week. So we see similar things coming up again. So within the home, honesty, empathy, and respect, these are crucial for children's character development. So we train children when they're young to be honest, to tell the truth. We train them to not be insensitive, to have empathy for their, you know, peers, in terms of their friends or their siblings, you know, even within the family, and respect within the family, you know, hierarchy, very, very important, you know, and these are crucial for children's character development. And obviously that affects each and every one of us. So we're talking about foundation. So you can imagine not being raised with some core values like respect, some core values, you know, like honesty and empathy. What kind of person do you become when you grow up? So it starts from your core, you know, formative years, you know, and the influence that those values have in your being shaped into an adult, you know. So it's important. They provide a strong foundation for their future, all right, helping them build a solid identity and moral compass. So core values in the home, we looked at some examples and how they shape, okay, and build strong foundations for the future of the children within the home or family setting. Right, so shared identity and bonding. So that's another important thing within many family units. Shared values create a sense of belonging. You know, I think I gave the example last session when we talked about core values within like a school, you know, and all these values are shared by all the students within that college or within that school, you know. So it's a value that is shared. So shared values create a sense of belonging when there's a community, when there's a group of people, you know, an invisible, it's like an invisible glue, it bonds You know, Bible talks about bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. So those are some of the core values that are like invisible glue that holds the family members together, particularly in difficult times. So they must have been understood, established, consistently reiterated, so that in tough times it keeps the unit together. You know, again, it must be said here, if you're not paying attention to these foundations, if you're not paying attention to these fundamentals, you know, the Bible talked about the wise man that built his house on a rock. When the storms of life, when the trying seasons come, what have you that is there to resist the storms of life? What have you got there to weather the storms? What have you got there to wade through that stormy season? So that's why we need to look at these core values. They do offer a kind of bonding, okay, within the family unit. All right, so very intentional. And they define family's culture and they help build a team mentality. Right, so they define the family's culture. Each family, you know, each tribe, each individual from different parts of the world, because of these smaller units, okay, have certain values that bind them together. They have certain values that, you know, define their culture. All right, so culture, like, they do certain things, they believe in certain things, you know, and that keeps them united and it helps build that team mentality. So people are not individuals, they're working within a community, they're working within a team, they're working within the home setting. Right, so that's very important. Now, intentional parenting. So parenting that is done intentionally is defining and living by core values, transforms parenting from a reactive guess game into an intentional, purposeful practice, allowing parents to guide children in a more consistent, you know, with more consistency in a more consistent path. Again, this is why we're looking at the values, particularly as it relates to the family. So we see here that when there is an understanding of core values, when there's an understanding of the importance it plays in the home, in the formation of the character, the development and maturity of the children, then intentional parenting, okay, defining and living by core value, all right, transform the act of parenting from a reactive guess game into an intentional, purposeful practice. You've heard the expression babies having babies. So there are people who, yes, they're old enough, all right, biologically, and they can have babies, but they're not mature, they don't have some of this understanding. And so when they have babies, when babies have babies, it becomes a guess game. It becomes a baby see, baby do. I saw somebody doing that. I saw that on the TV. I saw this trend here. They don't have a framework that, you know, informs their decision making. They don't have things they've bought into, tried, tested, proven, handed down maybe from a family, okay, that had a core system together that they're working with. They've not seen the results, so it becomes a guess game. And so what we're saying here, once there's an understanding, it changes parenting from a guessing game into an intentional, purposeful practice, allowing parents to guide children with more consistency. It's important to say here, and you know, the fact that you give birth to a child, you can't give what you don't have. It's not possible. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Out of the abundance that's within you, you can give to others. And when you don't have an abundance, there's not much to offer. You will stand there. They would look at you. There'll be an expectation, but there's nothing to give. I pray that will not be a portion in Jesus' name. Okay, so again, in the home decision-making framework, okay, so it's important to have core values, because when faced with tough choices, okay, from how to handle a tantrum to managing finances, these are the challenges you find in a home, in a relationship, right? A defined set of core values provides a clear, consistent framework. Now, this is the classic example when you're dealing with issues within the family. So anything from handling the tantrum of a two-year-old. Anybody seen the two-year-old? They have that season. That's when they can display for you in the aisle of the supermarket because they're not getting a bar of chocolate. All right? Anything from that to adults in the relationship managing finances. You're right. If you have a set, defined set of, you know, core values, they provide a clear, consistent framework for your decision making. So I cannot overemphasize, if this is not something you've considered, you know, for your plans for 2026, it's highly important you take some time to study, okay, core values, their importance, okay, and especially in the home. Now, resilience against external pressure. This is another place where your core values, you know, that you've invested in will show up. The clear family values allow the children to handle, okay, better external, often conflicting influences from peers or media. A child that is raised on sound core values is better equipped, okay, to handle external, you know, influences, often conflicting influences, you know, from their peers, from social media. We can see a lot of that out today. You know, I was talking to a parent just this week, and it's like, well, they're 16, so my hands is off. I'm like, what? They're 16, my hands is off, and you're a parent. Listen, boy, oh, till you come out of this roof and get your own place, the rules here apply, and that's the standard. When you let people go before they're even able to understand what the rules or core values, you're just opening them up to the world wide web with trajectories, arrows. The Bible says the arrows that fly by night. Hello, you know, the challenges we face on a daily basis, both day and night. We need equipping, we need a solid framework. We need to be able to make sure that we're building this young, you know, adults, well, young individuals, young human beings to grow up, to be stable. We've talked about a couple of things here: stability, framework, foundation. They need it. They need stability. They need a framework. They need something to anchor to. The Bible talks about being anchored, fully rooted, remain unshakable, firmly built up on the Word of God. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. I just need to leave that out there. It's so important that we understand these things, you know. And if we learn the values of the core values, you know, how they form within the families, you know, it builds resilience. It builds can-do attitude. It builds other qualities, perseverance in every individual within the family and as they go out and interact even with the real world on a daily basis. Okay, so we'll take a break now and we'll come back and look at some of these more important core values, particularly in the home, and then look at some other areas that they can influence. Catch you on the flip side of the break.
Voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, you're tuned to Radio Africana, and this is today's edition of Morning Dew. Okay, so we've been looking at core values. We started off with a definition of sorts. We did say, that your core values are, an investment, basically, in your foundation. And we gave a kind of definition, the fundamental beliefs and guiding principles that dictate, behavior and action and are crucial for both individual well-being and collective stability. And then we went on to look at some of the examples of a few core values. I gave dependability, integrity, and generosity, all right, just as a few. There's a lot of core values out there. It's for you to just go do your own due diligence, and pen down what you think is important within your own sphere, within the sphere that you're dealing with now in your planning, your goal setting, whatever that is. And so we looked at the importance of core values, for example, within the home, and how that's important in the integrity within the home, in raising up the children, in giving them a framework, in giving them a foundation, and obviously the adults that will grow out of that family, out of that unit, gives them some kind of stability. These are very important things as you go through the journey of life and you weather through the challenges that life will throw at you. Okay, so again, we just want to have a look a little more from a different perspective. You have your personal values or core values, and these are individual concepts that support your vision for your future. Okay, so they're principles, they're individual concepts that support your vision for your future. So understanding your personal values can help you create a life where you thrive. Okay. A life where your goal getting, your goal setting, you're achieving, you're being persistent, you're being resilient, you're just a man on the mission, basically. Now, if you're feeling lost and need some direction, living by your personal values can aid in turning things around. The converse is also true. If you don't have core values and you're lacking direction, the Bible says, is there anyone who lacks wisdom? Let him ask of God who gives liberally. Okay? So we must have a source. We must have an anchor. We must have what we can fall back on in the times when we're lost, where we feel we're at the crossroads of life, where we cannot make certain decisions. And that's where your personal core values really step up. Because they tried, they tested, they proven, they served you well, they've delivered results time and time again. So it's something you can rely on. It's almost like when you're doing calculations in construction, the numbers don't lie. If you do your number crunching properly, you can rely on the results at the end of the day. Of course, the contrary, if you do not do your number crunching, then it's no surprise to get the kind of results you're getting. You know, again, I look at things like buildings. We want to build our lives. When you build without the right material, without the right safety protocols, without the right quality of materials, without the right standards, you can anticipate what the result is going to be. And so those are things that are put there, principles that must be followed through in your decision making to build. So it is with our lives. So there must be things about the quality of our life. There must be things about the language. There must be things about what it is we believe in and how that affects and shapes our character, our actions, our behavior. That's where your core values come in. So a lot of time has been invested in that, and they give you a firm foundation on which to build the rest of your life, to build your future. And understanding your personal values can help you create that lifestyle that you desire, and you'll be able to strive. Right. So again, like I said, if you're not feeling, you know, adequate, you feel you need some direction, there's a need to have something to fall back on. So whether you're building connections with other people, whether you're building connections for business, or you're deciding where to live, or you're looking at your core values, you know, they can guide you, right? You know, in those decision making. I listened to something this morning, very interesting, and it was talking about, you know, certain decisions we make. If you make a decision to build a house on a location, right? So it was bare land, you've decided to build the house on that location. If it's a permanent structure, it's not something you can shift. So that decision to build on that location becomes where that house, that structure will be for a couple of years, maybe even decades to come. In the same vein, when you're building a business, if you decide the market that you're going to, it's fixed. You know, it's very, it takes a lot to be able to come out of that niche and move to another. You're going to have to start completely, you know, from the scratch. It's a different idea, going to a new market, it's a different set of people. So basically what I'm trying to say here, there's some decisions that are fundamental and they're long lasting to everything that is built up upon them. And so it is with our lives. And really hope that we can understand and get the message here that our core values are something we need to pay attention to, recognize the importance, you know, early, and build upon them. So recognizing your personal values requires contemplation, quiet time, being still, meditating, self-reflection. Okay, so to recognize your personal core values, it requires some contemplation. It requires you being still. It requires some time of meditation, self-reflection. But that time invested will be worth your while. All right? So how exactly do you identify and make sense of these principles, of these concepts? Okay? Using personal values, okay, examples in a good way. You know, to spark ideas, to give you direction in making decision making. It's a very good way, but it gives you that framework you're looking at. All right. So please, I want to go over that again. How do I recognize my personal values? I think it's good to make a list. All right. Some of them you're probably not, you know, really giving them some thought. So have a list, pen them down, 10, 20, 30, do some really good diligence, right? If you go on the internet, you get a whole lot of them. You really pen them down, and then you're going to see some that you're already aware of. You're going to see some that you're probably not giving some consideration, or they're very useful. Or you may find maybe stuff you've seen other people use, or maybe some things you've used at work. They're different ways, all right? But you're opening up your mind to have an understanding of things that can help you build a solid foundation. So it's like you wanting to build a foundation and you're looking for good material. Go out there and look for some serious core values. All right, do some due diligence, study what they mean, you know, take a few on board, recognize what's required for integrity, recognize what's required for. So you might really need to do some study. Yeah. And that whole research, that, you know, penning down that study of the understanding of each core value, and then the adoption of that into your lifestyle, will help you build that sure foundation, will help you generate, you know, that go-to framework when it's needed at the crossroads of life. Again, I want to reiterate, when we do, you know, have a proper analysis, when we do due diligence to our core values, you know, they have already made some decisions for you before you get to very crucial crossroads in your life. All right, because you're a person of integrity, there are certain things that would happen, maybe at work, maybe you're a director, maybe you're a manager, maybe in one of the boardrooms, and then people decide, well, this way we're going to swing it too. No, that don't work for me. You know, some decisions, I'm sorry, this is where I get off the bus. If that's what you guys want to start doing now, I didn't come here for that. It's already made a decision for you. Now, people who don't have solid core values, people who are not committed to their core values, at times like that, anything goes. And then that's where you see yourself opened up, exposed to all manner of, you know, wrong doctrine, wrong teaching, wrong thinking, you know, wrong practices, you know, corruption of all manner of forms. It's terrible. And you'd have gone down that journey, it would have destroyed everything you've built up, because you couldn't be a person that sticks to their guns, that sticks to their firm foundation, that stands firmly on their personal core values. And so at the time when you needed that core value, your commitment to it to stand for you, it was not available. I pray that will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Okay, so we want to look at just a few more minutes. Right, what are personal values and why do they matter? All right, so we've tried to look at some understanding, we've looked at recognizing our personal values and how we can spend time to get them. Why do they matter so much? Personal values are the abstract ideas you hold near and dear. Again, that's the third word, ideas, concept, principles that you hold there, okay, and you hold them near. These values can heavily impact your relationship, your relationships, so it's more than one, could be your relationships in the family, your relationships with your loved ones, your relationships with your significant ones, your coaches, your mentors, all of that. You know, certain things you don't value, you don't have bother with certain kind of relationships, but certain things that you value will make you have certain kinds of relationships, right? So anybody that's not contributing positively to where you are, where you intend to go, they're just burning out your time. Now, if you have somewhere to go, if you have certain things to achieve, then it's important you establish relationships with people that will help you get to your destination. That becomes critical. It's not optional, because I'm a person on a mission. I have to get to a destination. The Lord will help us to understand these things in Jesus' name. Now, they can also influence how you spend your money. Your core values can influence how you spend your money. This is why they matter. Okay, many times your values guide big life decisions. So your values, again, will come in at the crossroad of life, at the big life decisions. I want to get married. We want to have children. We want to have a house. Anybody understand what I'm talking about? These are big life decisions. And sometimes you make that decision and you need to make it properly. You want to choose your wingman, your wing lady, traveling on your journey for the rest of your life. You need to make a right choice here, so we don't have a bumpy ride. The Lord will help us in those decision making in Jesus' name. Right, so core values also serve as guiding principles essential for personal development. They define the person you want to become, the person you want to, you know, be. Right, so if you want to become okay, some people say you want to become a millionaire, then you have to think like one. You want to have those kind of possessions, then you have to think, how do I get there? How do I achieve that? You've heard somebody's testimony, you want to have that testimony. Okay, so what did they believe in? What did they do to be able to take delivery of that testimony that they have? These are things you have to ask yourself. So it makes you begin to think, you know, think deeply. It's not wishing, it's not claiming and naming. No, there's some stuff you need to understand. There's some stuff you need to know. There's certain things you'll have to apply. Then you can take delivery of the outcome and the end result that you desire. The Lord will help us in doing so in Jesus' name. Right, they define the person that you want to become. They help you stay true to yourself. Okay, stay true to yourself, even in the boardroom, like I gave an example, even in the midst of other people, you stay true to yourself because of your core values. You stay true to what you believe. Nobody's going to come and shift you and make you change your integrity, your honesty. No, not because of what you want to do, your agenda. That don't work for me. You know, this is my core value. I'm sticking with it. And in our days today, there's a lot of that is lacking. And that those are the things that will distinguish you. They will set you apart in the trying seasons of life. Right, so personal values even impact how you speak, okay, and how well you communicate. Right, so when trying to understand your core values, remember there's a difference between beliefs and values. Ooh, a big difference between beliefs and values. Beliefs are things you believe to be true about the world. Values are the principles you view as important to live by and see as having worth. I'll take that again. The difference between beliefs and value. Beliefs are things you believe to be true, okay, about the world. So you believe there is a God, praise God for your life. You believe there is no God, well, that's your belief. You believe you can make it, well, that's a good belief. You believe you won't, well, that's your choice as well. You know, whichever way, you're going to believe something. There's no sitting on the fence, all right? And so your beliefs really determine what you can get out of life, what you can achieve. And so, and then values, these are the principles, okay, you view as important. So that's why I said take a list, look at them, view them properly, examine them, all right? And you, for you, you view them as important to live by. And you see them as having some worth, some substance. Okay? So that's so important. A belief can be a core value, but values are not necessarily core beliefs. A belief can be a core value, but values are not necessarily core beliefs. For example, Christianity can be both a belief and a value. However, courage is a value, it's not a belief. All right, so that we understand the difference. It's a trait rather than an ideology. Ooh, big one there. Yes, yes, yes. So courage is a trait. You know, winners are courageous, leaders are readers. You hear little things like this. So there are certain traits that are said about courageous people. They can do, they don't give up, you know, they fall down, they get up again. Then leaders are readers, they're always taking in, you know, they keep learning, they never quit from the school of learning. Right, so core values matter because they reflect your priorities, right? They help you see where you might want to spend more of your time, more of your money, and more of your energy. I'll take that again. Purpose, you know, and why do core values matter? Your core values matter because they reflect what your priorities are. They help you see where you might want to spend more of your time, more of your money, and your energy. Your core values can also help you navigate compatibility with others and communicate what's important to you. Now, this is so important, especially when people come into relationships. It says your core values can help you navigate compatibility. So when two come together, hello people, you remember that 20 odd gentleman and the 20 odd young lady coming from two different backgrounds, and there's a need to become one. Your core values help you to navigate compatibility with others. Now, I want to preach here. It's more than teaching now. And I'll leave you with these last few words, okay? If you want to get into a relationship with somebody from a different background who has been influenced by their upbringing, how they've been raised, you want to know more about them, look into their core values. Hello? They have informed who they are today, their decision making, their priorities, their principles. It will give you a better understanding of who you're more compatible with or not. I don't know if I'm communicating to anybody out there. Not, oh, he's tall, he's handsome, he looks, listen, that is not going to serve compatibility in your relationship. Dig deeper, look into their core values. What do they believe? What are their core values? What are the principles? What are the concepts that motivate, drive, okay, and serve as a foundation to their decision making, their actions, and their character? Trust me, these are things that will erupt at some point in your relationship. I pray none of them catch you off guard because you didn't do your due diligence in looking into their core values. It helps to navigate compatibility with others. The second point raised here is it communicates what's important to you. In the same way, their core values, okay, will communicate what is important to them. All right, lovely people, that's been a lot we've covered today on core values. I hope it's been useful. We looked at some definitions. We looked at core values, how they shape the raising of children in the home. You have core values in other areas of our lives, okay, like at work, in our school environment. We talked about core values last week in a school for children, okay, a sense of identity, a sense of belonging, all right, as a group, as a team, you know. So in your workplace, with your colleagues, with your teams, your core values will really, really help, you know, shape the way, you know, you work together, the way you respect each other, the way you come with your interpersonal skills to be able to achieve your goals together. You know, we do life together, basically, and our core values help us. Right, so a couple more core values I'll leave you with as we round up. Well-being. Well-being is being happy and healthy. Is that important to you in 2026? Maybe something you want to consider. Your health and your well-being. When you experience long-term distress, your well-being suffers. That's why it's important to look after yourself. All the goals that you want to achieve, all the things you've penned down and you want to do in the season, if you're not healthy and if your health and well-being is not in top shape, it's not much you can really achieve. So health, they say, is wealth. Make sure you build good health. Make sure your well-being is in top shape, and it will serve you well in the season of 2026. All right, so then we now look at education. Ooh, education. If you value education or learning, you love the pursuit of knowledge. The beautiful things about life is that there's always something new to learn. All right, so education. You know, want to value education, you want to value learning. Make sure you love the pursuit of knowledge in the season 2026. It will serve you well. So lovely people, I hope this has been useful. We'll see in our next session what we can do in terms of going a bit further into understanding more about core values. And we'll take some more examples of core values. I know I mentioned a few minutes ago, and we also came across some in the course of our study. We looked at respect, we looked at integrity, we looked at honesty. Okay, these are also important core values. All right, spend time to identify what core values are of worth to you, what core values you want to imbibe in this new season. All right, do your due diligence to meditate upon them, to study them, to think about them, to imbibe them, to make it one of your to-do lists, to put them on, develop yourself. They will serve you well if you put them in place. They will become a framework for you in the time of need. Until we meet again, same time, on the same channel, lovely people, it's been a pleasure being with you. And what can I say? Have a wonderful 2026. Take time to make sure you're armed with a plan. And I wish you the best in this season. And this is to your achievement, you're reaching your goals, and to becoming a better version of yourself. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon, and bye for now.
There's an outpouring of abundance, of abundance. New doors have been opened. The land, it is green. A new grace has been released.
The glory,
the glory of the latter is greater than the former. The blessing is here.
Lift up your hands.
The glory of the latter is greater than the former. The blessing is here.
It's all here.
All here. There's an overflow. Abundance of labor. It's a new level. It's a new level. There's an overflow.
Come to me.
Come to speed of the Holy Ghost.